Gunslinger Posse, whenever and wherever you are. This is Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas, for Getting Things Ready. He's Tom Manas, head coach of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, wearing a suit and tie. Let's go, coach.
Yes, sir. Let's get it going.
I couldn't hear you.
Yes, sir. Let's get it going.
We want to hear from you. Folks, if you're out there, tell us, where are you from? If you got a question. Yeah, coach? Oh, yeah. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Yeah, we'll kill the music. We got it killed. Finally. Okay, finally. Now, we want to hear from you. Like, please, we really want to hear from you.
No,
we need to hear from you. If you have a question, put a Q in front of it in the comment section. If you're a player, players, tell us your name. Tell us your position. Tell us your hometown. And we'd love to see you. Jay Washington in from Austin, Texas, and also in the chat telling us he's here. Let's see if we can catch Jay on camera. Can we catch Jay on camera? Wave, Jay. You're on camera. You're on Branded. There you go. Ringing that cowbell. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Came a long way.
He did. He came a long way, and he finally got that pizza that he was promised. Hold up a slice, Jay. I'm going to put him back on camera. Look at that. Look at that Matenga's Pizzeria. Let's pull that in. There you go. Hold it up. Hold it up. There it is.
Let the man eat.
Let the man eat. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Fine, fine, fine. Well, love to see you. Come on out to Matenga's. It's a short drive up or down I-35 at 3009. Take a left hand if you're coming in from San Antonio, right past the first right in Walmart. That's 6044 FM 2009. Wow. I guess that's for the opening. Anything else we want to say? Because we have a lot to talk about on this show. Some real exciting stuff. A lot of developments this week.
Been a busy week.
And we will get right to it as we start and kick off and head into our first quarter. You're watching Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. And that's where you guys applaud.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matenga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matenga's near you.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on. We'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power. Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until October 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Kasky, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
Tonight on the Night Beat.
Night on the Night Beat.
The Night Beat. 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And welcome back to Matenga's Pizzeria. Yes, we need to leave Mr. Washington alone. And we're back for the first quarter, as it says so on the top of the screen. Yeah, you're right, Coach. I'm all kinds of a mess here. And Kevin Evans checking in saying, jolly good show. Mark Yamaguchi from Houston, who has promised us seafood at some point in the future.
I want to catch it.
Yeah. Mark. Well, you need to go in there. And Texas Pete, of course, a longtime fan of the show, saying howdy and checking in there.
Thanks,
so
those.
Let's kick off the first quarter here. This week in Gunslinger News, I guess we'll start with Gunslinger Nation and what's going on there.
Everything's progressing nicely. We're deep into the infrastructure now of the facility. A lot of work being done outside as well with the field. Obviously, for those of you that aren't in San Antonio, I think we got about 3 inches, 4 inches of rain over the last 48, 50 hours. It's been raining pretty good. It's supposed to clear up tomorrow. We'll probably be back outside by this weekend working on things. Other than that, as far as, you know, the offices, everything, Don's handling all the major construction, and he's basically the brains behind all this, and it's coming together, and it's exciting. I mean, it's going to be state of the art when we're done with it, and looking forward to having the fans come out and visit and get to see what we built.
Well, I get to ask an off-script question. Has your opinion of Texas drivers in the rain improved over your opinion of Texas drivers in the cold?
0-0. Yeah.
So it's held steady. We've maintained the mean, as it were.
Actually, you know what I don't get is I'm a safe distance behind whoever I'm with, you know, or driving. And someone in a foreign small car, like a, you know, little Toyota or something, feels the need to drive 90 miles an hour, get in front of me, hit the brakes in bad weather, and then can't understand why accidents happen. I mean, and I'm in the Hummer, so puddles don't affect me, and I see these guys getting flooded out going through puddles, and I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I thought it was bad when we had a little bit of ice that one morning. This is crazy. Everyone slow down. Life's too precious.
This has been a public service announcement,
yeah,
by Coach Tom Manas.
Especially my life is too precious. Yeah,
Philip Higginbotham from the Smoking Guns checking in, asking why I'm overdressed. Because I can.
Because the way the show's going, it could be a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Dukon checking in, saying hi, Coach and Ralph, saying
Dukon,
it's a great show.
Glad you called or checked in. Will you do me a huge favor, please? Tomorrow, will you give me a call? I need to go over some stuff with you. I'm glad you're checking in. Want to have a chat with you.
Ooh. And we have a new name here, Puddin' checking in, saying hello. R.C. Woods, also from the Smoking Gun podcast.
R.C.
Adrian, yeah. Brooks. And it wouldn't be a show if we didn't hear from Tina Myers Haddad.
Yeah. DJ's mom.
DJ's mom, always, always, yep. Always, always.
Yep.
Dukon hears you loud and clear. Give you a call, Coach. Would love to chat with you, too. Of course
good.
You would.
Good, 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 good. Thank you. So everything is going well at the complex. You know, right now we're, I think, 50 days from camp, if I'm not mistaken. Procedurally, we're in line. Players, your welcome letter will go out by Friday. Give you the address to housing and the schedule for the first week and all that good stuff. I always do that. Also, some rules that we've always kind of chatted about, but they'll be formalized on in the letter. It's going to be... It's going to be a really interesting time. I talked with Don and Pam today. We're going to be hosting a really nice welcome dinner at the ranch on the 14th. And then we'll have another one on the 25th to basically welcome our final roster. That'll be some big old steaks, I'm sure.
Mm.
So it's going to be a good time.
So you said the infrastructure is all going to be in place.
Everything will be done.
By camp.
I will quote. Everybody who knows Don Rackler, he's never missed a deadline. period. So
one of the many, 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 many reasons, or actually the reason you said why you wanted to be here.
I just like people say what you know, they say what they're going to do and do what they say. And he is the epitome of that if you looked him up in the dictionary. So everything will be done. Everything will be ready to roll. Like I said, well, part of the reason I've stayed and haven't gone home or done a lot of the stuff is because I want to help in any way I can to make sure when the players arrive, they get that professional football experience that I promised them when I signed them. So, and I want to stick to that, and so does obviously our ownership.
Player checking in, RJ Roundtree, saying he's checking in for the defense.
There you go.
And another content producer also joining me, XFL Mike G on AFN. Mike, every time I see that, I think Armed Forces Network, and it's Arena Football Network, I think is
that's okay. Thanks
what that
for joining
actually
us.
Stands
Appreciate
for.
It. Yep.
No, and that's awesome. Quante Battle checking in.
Mr. Battle, he's been doing a regular job. I appreciate it. Got one other thing I want to talk about.
Yeah?
The stars have to align. But if things go as planned, we're going to make a major, major, major announcement of our 40th player to be signed to our roster. Hopefully within the next 48 hours. Game changer, man. That
so,
happens. It's pretty
so
special.
Telling everyone out there, stay tuned to Gunslinger social media.
Yeah, it'll be all over the place if this happens.
If it happens.
And it ain't Ocho Cinco.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, XFL Mike. Alternative Football Network.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
alternative.
A good name.
Yes.
That's a really good name. Yeah.
We're the other guys.
No, I mean, alternative football is like indoor football, right? It's not non-traditional. So it could be flag football. You know, it could be anything. I like it. Football's football, man. Just play it and have fun. If you have kids at home and you want to create, and I mean this sincerely, you want to create a true man, let him play hero football. He's going to learn discipline. He's going to learn toughness. He's going to learn grit. He's going to learn all the things you want in growing a man, right? I had a neighbor. I was very young. I just moved into my first house, and I wasn't married yet. And, you know, I was out there with scissors doing my grass. You know, I wanted it perfect.
You getting paid by the hour?
Nah, you know what I mean. It's just you want it so perfect when it's your first. People can appreciate that when you're a new homeowner. You want everything perfect. And I had a neighbor.
Yes.
He was a little older at the time. He was probably 10 years younger than I am now. But he was a little older. And I remember my lawn was perfect. And his lawn looked like crap. Not bad, but just didn't look like my lawn would. And his kids, these kids were playing on it. I'm talking anywhere between 8-year-olds to 15-year-olds, and they're playing flag football on it, and they're running around, and they got scooters going across it, and they got this going across it, and all that. And I said, don't you get, like, doesn't that drive you nuts? And he said something to me that made the most sense I ever heard from a stranger. And he said, my job is not to grow grass. My job is to grow men.
Yeah.
Go be a boy. Go do that. And that always stuck with me. And, you never figure out what kind of guy you're going to be until you get scrapes and bruises and cuts. And do you go crying home to mom, or do you just slap a little dirt on it and keep playing until the street light comes on? So, anyway, enough preaching.
Good stuff there. And in response to our major, major announcement, Dukon wanted to know, how many major, major, major announcements are you going to have this season, Coach?
Oh,
I'm not sure we can answer that right now.
As far as I'm concerned, this is the 40th major announcement, right? Dukon, I'll tell you this. You're a football guy. When you hear the name, when you see the name, you're going to go, no way. No way. And I'll tell you what, it's funny. I was talking to Don and Pam today. We were having a meeting about some things, and I said, it's almost like we should be embarrassed with the amount of talent we're bringing in.
So we're expecting an embarrassment of riches, as it were?
Correct. And the funny thing about it is, every single one of these kids, it's not about money, it's not about this, it's not, they all want to play together with one common goal, and that's to win a championship. And that's the danger of having all-star teams, right? So when you recruit, you can have an all-star team that is, you can have an all-star team that is, you know, all self-driven, or you can have an all-star team that is, wants to play with each other for the experience of playing with each other, whether it be one more time or one more ring or one more whatever. Interesting. Saban, you know how I always quote Saban. I'm not taking credit for this because it's all him. But Saban said, he made an interesting point in one of his speeches. He said, when you wake up in the morning, do you pray to be blessed or do you pray to be a blessing? And I think what that means is, to me, is especially for football players, do I pray to be good or do I pray for all of us to be good? And that goes back to my Nelson Mandela thing with
right.
Mutombo. I can't be great unless you're great. I don't want to be blessed. I want to be a blessing to others. I want them, when I, you know, when you walk into a room, for them to say, oh, I love that guy. You know, that guy, he just makes us better. Or I love that guy. He's always got a positive word to say to somebody. He's always got something nice to say. That's what I want my players to be like. I want them to have that full life. You can win championships and be asses, but why not win championships and be a blessing to your teammates, your fans, your ownership, yourself, your family, to God, of course, most importantly, all those things. That's what I want this team to embrace this year. You know, we've got guys like Sammy Castronova. Everyone says, you know, Sam this, Sam's great quarterback, threw all these touchdowns, only threw these interceptions, blah, 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 blah. You know what I love best about Sam? He's a Christian that walks it, talks it, lives it, shares it, has nothing but good things to say about anybody. When you surround yourself with people like that, how can you not be better? You know, I know he makes me better. I hope I make him a little bit better. You know, I hope this coach makes that player better. That player makes that coach better. And that's what I'm hoping for. So, again, we get into the dynamics of San Antonio football. That's the dynamics of San Antonio football. And we're going to continue to do that. So,
Jeff and Jackham checking in, saying guns up, what's happening, everybody? And agreeing with you, big rings and big trophies only, that being the goal here.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations on the new agent.
Yeah, seeing that on social media.
Saw that on social media. If you post one more video clip of you like you're trying to audition for another job, I'm going to drive to wherever you're at, and we're going to have words. We're looking forward to having you in camp, buddy. Congratulations.
Philip Higginbotham, thank you for the comments on the audio level. I hope we're better. And your other comment to Coach, we're definitely going to be addressing that exact issue, and you will start off our fourth quarter with that comment. But I don't think we can finish this fourth quarter without saying something that may not go over particularly well in this room. How about them Lions? Let's hear you out there.
I'll tell you what, just so thrilled. I had a cup of coffee with them when I was playing and before I got hurt. And, you know, I've been, if you pull up in my driveway back home, you'll see the American flag on top. Below it, you'll see a Detroit Lions flag. It's been there since I've owned a house. Supported them good, bad, indifferent. Couldn't be happier for them, the town. These are blue-collar people that I don't know if they showed the crowd nationally, but they were crying. They were crying in the stands. I don't think people really appreciate how passionate we are and how that, you know, it would even be better if we didn't get screwed by the Cowboys. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. Now, hey, San Francisco, I don't know, man. They're tough, right? But if it were me, I will say this. We don't have to be better than San Francisco to win. We just have to be better on Sunday than San Francisco to win. Okay? So one bounce, one good pass, one turnover. We just have to be better. And I think, I don't know, man. I kind of have a weird feeling we're going to win this thing and then face Baltimore in the Super Bowl. That's my gut. So we'll see what happens.
XFL Mike agrees with you saying, yeah, and never the Niners.
I mean, they're a great organization. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I'm a Purdy fan, so it's kind of hard for me to not root for the guy, too. I mean, everyone's making $30 million, $40 million. He's making like $800,000, you know, and he just keeps winning. Do I think he's a great quarterback? Probably not. I think he's a great game manager. I think he manages a game very, very well, well above his experience. And, yeah, he throws darts, and he's got McCafferty in the backfield. I mean, how does that go wrong, you know? If things are going bad, here, take it. Go score, you know. So he's pretty special.
Yvette Coin Pie says she is watching. Welcome, Yvette, to Branded.
Hi, Yvette.
And I guess we had only one more thing to mention. Tomorrow, you are going to be in front of the camera, going to be camera ready tomorrow as we shoot a next commercial.
Yeah, so you're going to start seeing some social media commercials coming out. I think I'm the first one, and then we're doing one with our military guys, and we're doing one with merchandising, and we're doing one, you know, with ticket sales, everything. We're going to go through, I think, the departments. Tomorrow, we're shooting it at my place at the El Dorado, and we're shooting it there. And, you know, Robert, our, you know, he is just in production. He is absolutely the best. And so I'm really looking forward to doing that with him tomorrow. And, yeah, stay tuned. Watch it on social media. Let me know what you think. Hopefully it's not too corny, but we're going to have some fun.
Texas Pete does ask, are you going to root for the Michigan Panthers?
Actually, I was signed by the Michigan Panthers originally out of college. No, I don't like that UFL stuff.
So. Okay. Philip Higginbotham saying Robert Seco is the best. Steffi LaRue Eldridge checking in as well as we check out of our first quarter. And when we come back, second quarter action. And queued up, we have Yvonne Caldwell and Nick Smith going to be joining us when we return. You are watching Branded here live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72, plus get no interest and no payments for 12 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
welcome back to Matenga's Pizzeria as we bring to the stage Iman Caldwell. How you doing, Iman?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right. Well, let's get the normal layout, the usual layout. Iman, welcome to Branded.
Hey, where are you joining us from?
I'm actually in Greensboro, North Carolina, but I'm from Sanford, North Carolina, which is about an hour away.
Okay. How's the weather there?
You don't know what it want to do. It'll be cold for a week. It'll be hot for a couple of days. Then it'll rain all day. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're
going to
be right at home in Texas. The saying here is it isn't a lot of other places. Wait 5 minutes and if you don't like the weather, it'll change.
Yeah.
So we had a few questions for you so the fans get to know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Obviously, feel free to just be spontaneous, jump in, and just say what's on your mind within reason. Okay?
Yes,
yeah. All right. So go ahead, boss.
Okay. So, Iman, why do you want to come to San Antonio, Gunslingers in particular? Why San Antonio?
It's just the coaches, man. Their names speak for themselves, top-tier coaches. I ran into Coach McKinney a couple of times. Coach Tom Minnis, I heard a lot about him. I searched up about him a lot. A lot of good things, a winner. Coach Fuller, I was with him last year, the Carolina Cobras. Coach Lee Johnson. Man, how can you not want to go play for them? The players that we got around this competition at its best. I love to compete. I love to be around the best. And I just want to be around the best. I want to win.
There you go. No, I mean, that's a perfect answer. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want to go someplace and struggle and go through the grind and just to play. You want to go and play and give your effort and win, right? I mean, that's the biggest part of it. So, no, we're glad to have you.
Well, now I understand why the very first announcement for the year is the coaching staff. That was the first thing you came out with. The first thing you had to focus on was.
And the thing about it is, and I think you'll agree, right? Coach Fuller, they don't come better, right? I mean, he's
a genius,
he's not
man.
Only, yeah, he's not only great at his craft, he's a good man. Coach Johnson, again, same exact thing. Great coach, great man. Coach McKinney, he's like my older son because Jay Rich is like my youngest son. These are just great guys that I think players like to go places where they respect the coaches, that they know their craft. They're going to look after them. We're going to compete. We're going to work harder than everybody else. We're going to grind. I think everyone at the end of the day wants to be challenged. Like he said, he loves competition. Our biggest competition is us. Every day at practice, think about this, right? So you're a linebacker / DB / wherever we need you, right?
I play quarterback, coach.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. The reason I said that was our next guest. But you play quarterback. The reason I say that is every single day you get to compete against guys from Oklahoma on the defensive line. You get to compete against Zach Brown every day. You get to compete against top-tier cornerbacks, right? And if you can turn around and compete against them, you're not going to find a better linebacker than Zach Brown in the
league. Not at all.
Right. So if you can beat Zach Brown on the play, you're going to do very well, right? The other thing is when we were recruiting you, I remember Coach Fuller told me about you as a quarterback is that you're very, very smart at what you do, at your craft. And quarterbacks have to be very smart, right? What separates us from a lot of other teams is not only are we going to expect you to be perfect on the field, we're going to expect you to be perfect in the meeting room, right?
Yes, sir.
So a quarterback, I don't know if you know this or not, but a quarterback has to know every single position on the offense. He's got to know where the line's going. He's got to know where wide receivers are going. He's got to know where the running back's going. He's got to know where everything is going. And if you don't have smart, intelligent quarterbacks, there's just no way you can do anything. So one of our fans asked a couple weeks ago, well, who are your other quarterbacks?
Yeah, you're looking
at
them.
I say, right, there you go. And I saved it. And I said, no, you're going to find out. Nobody's saying, oh, I got this job, I got that job. They're going to come in and they're going to sling the ball and compete and work hard. And at the end of the day, it's about making each other better when we get out of camp, right? So, anyway, didn't mean to get long on that, but I apologize because I was thinking of linebackers because it's defense.
You're good, coach.
In my head.
Good. I could do it all for real.
We may have you at running back too. So,
I'm with it.
My thing is, we keep bringing in people like him. We keep bringing in quality football players, and his experience with Coach Fuller, his working relationship with Coach Fuller in the past, is only going to be exponentially great for him. You think about it. At one point, Sam was with the Cobras, right?
Yep.
And now you have another guy who is with the Cobras. And every single one of them, even if you're touched by Coach Fuller, you're a better football player. So,
definitely.
Yeah. And it's great. So we're looking forward to what you can do. All right. What's your next one for him?
Well, we've got some jerseys hanging on the wall behind you. So tell us about your pro playing experience.
So my pro playing experience, I started in 21 with the Wyoming Mustangs. Went down there and started about 4 or 5 games with them. Actually made the playoffs with them. Then I actually got signed to the Bismarck Bucks just for security purposes because they had a quarterback. They just needed a backup just in case something went down. Dressed about 3 games with them. And last season, I was just with the Carolina Cobras. Went to a championship game, lost, but we're going to be back.
Yes, sir. So, hey, you go from the Wyoming Mustangs?
Yes, sir.
To the Bismarck Bucks?
Yes, sir.
So you went from way out of nowhere to way out of nowhere, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
drove.
As far as like, you drove?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord. How long a drive was that?
It was about 12.
12? That's not too
eight.
Bad. I thought
it ain't
was going
to be bad.
But, I mean, all you saw was dirt, right? I mean,
and land.
And land, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's I've been to Wyoming a few times, and I've been to Bismarck.
Yes, sir.
Bismarck's a great town. I love
Bismarck. Yes, sir, it is.
Don't get me wrong. You know, but, man, you talk about if you're there in the winter, forget about it. I mean, it's just, especially a kid
crazy.
From Carolina.
North Carolina, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Bro, I'm good at adapting to my environment, so it wasn't too bad.
He's saying all the right things. See, I told you he's smart, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, no, it's pretty cool. So then you're with Carolina last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, for the championship?
Yes, sir.
That was an interesting year, 23. We'll just say that. We all want to forget about 23, myself included.
Hey.
But you know what? I think that adversity makes us better and makes us more hungry. And,
yes, sir.
You know, and
definitely
then,
way more hungry.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I can promise you this, some of the struggles you faced in Carolina – and I'm not saying anything derogatory. I'm just saying some of the struggles you faced in Carolina from an organizational standpoint, you will not face here.
Yes, sir.
You will not face here. You're going to have much better experience. I promise you
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I definitely believe in that.
Yeah, yeah. That's important.
So, Yvonne, back to the focus on you. Tell us something about you that nobody knows. Introduce yourself to the San Antonio market, the San Antonio fan base. We have a new fan joining tonight. Actually joining us, this is Overtime Underdog, saying he's new to the San Antonio Gunslingers, excited to watch this season. Yvonne, tell us a little bit about you, because that's what the fans like to know. They like to feel a personal connection to the players that wear the Gunslinger logo on their back.
All right. Like I said, my name is Yvonne from Sanford, North Carolina. Something that don't nobody really know about. Well, a lot of people that know me knows this, but I'm a game freak, man. I love playing the game. I don't know what it is about the Call of Duty and the sports games, but I love playing the game, man. I love sneakers. I love fashion. And I love my family. I just love everything I do.
That's there
all.
You go.
Nothing
I like
else,
it.
Nothing more.
It's funny you say that because we actually have a player's lounge that we're building
yes, sir.
That has a game system in it.
Yes, sir.
So we know where to find
hey.
Him
yeah.
when he's not in meetings.
Yeah. Okay. And I can hoop too for the hooper that's on the team. I seen y'all talking about that.
Did you watch the show last week?
I was watching.
Okay, so you know. You know.
From the hoop state,
well,
so.
You know there's going to be some vigorous competition out there. I hope we don't lose too many players to injury during the season.
We safe with it.
We probably not play any games
we
until after.
We professionals, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. You want to say anything to family, friends, before we get going?
I just want to give a shout-out to God, man. Thank you for putting me in this position. Very thankful for my parents and my family and all my friends for just – it's been a long journey sticking with me. Still going. Still rolling.
There you go. Amen. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks for coming on. Looking forward to seeing you in 50 days.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. See you soon.
All right, buddy.
Guns up.
Guns up. Bang. Here we go.
And that was...
See, what a great kid, right?
Yeah. Again, you've got...
I feel bad, called him a linebacker. But.
The character first.
Yeah.
The character first issue shines through. Hopefully we'll bring up Nick Smith. He kind of went dark on me here. So we're kind of tap dancing, waiting for Nick to come back.
You want to hit a commercial?
I guess.
There he is.
Ah, there. Yes, exactly. Great. As we welcome to the show Nick Smith. This is the linebacker... We were looking
for. No,
that's
the quarterback.
we're going to run with the hair.
He's a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and if you all saw his photo in the thumbnail, okay. I told him when he sent it to me, that was the best darn thumbnail photo that we had. And it pretty much, it looks like that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I prepared for that photo you sent me. Yeah. That's why it took me a long time to send it. Had to prop the hair up and all that.
He did 85 selfies to get the right one.
Okay. Well, I mean, you say it's gold bricks and repetition. You know, you get it till you get it right.
Be perfect at everything.
Yes.
Right.
Go hard, go home. All right.
Well,
Nick.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you. Where are you calling from?
Appreciate it. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
How about that one?
Huh. NYC.
All you New York fans.
Yeah, who could have seen that one coming?
No, that's my guy, man. I just left New York. I love New York. You know why I love New York? Because you get to leave New York.
Oh, snap.
New
York City still give me that. It still give me them butterflies, man. Still give me the butterflies going to 42nd Street and all that. You know, it still feel like the first time.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. I had a great experience, and the fans – in New York were absolutely fantastic. They're fanatics. They were the best in Albany we could ever ask for. They were just great people, and I love them to death. I still love them to this day. I still chat with a lot of them. They message me, and how you doing, coach? And, you know, so I love that. I would hate that's to dope. Be a New York Yankees manager. I'll just say that, you know, because that's as unforgiving can be.
Well, everyone knows how to do your job better than you.
What's my line? Okay, my line is, right, they call me an idiot after we lose, but yet I can be last in my class, and they still call me doctor, right? So you gotta just take it with a grain of salt. So what do you got?
Let's start them up. Let's fire off the questions to you. Why San Antonio? Why come here? Why the Gunslingers? Why this year? Why now? Why us?
Yeah, so first off, you know, after briefly meeting with Coach Manaz and the coaching staff, you know, they were very adamant on this winning culture we got going on. And I was bought in from the start, you know. So after speaking with them and then after seeing the talent that we got, I'm just ready to get out here and just ready to play, man, because you have great experience on the roster and I would love to learn from these guys. Like guys like DJ, guys like ZB, you know, guys like Sam, you know, they have great experience. And I just want to be a part of this, you know, and I want to take it to the next level, man. We got to go get this chip for San Antonio.
There you go. I can't even add to that. That's exactly the right answer. I mean, how else could you not love that? Okay.
So tell us about your pro playing experience.
So I don't really have any pro playing experience, zero pro play experience, but, you know, I'm always in shape. You know, I played in a couple outside leagues just to stay in shape, man. And I did a couple of. Say it again.
Where'd you go to college? Where'd you play college?
So when I graduated high school, I got a full ride to ASA JUCO. It's in Brooklyn, New York. And then from there, I got a offer to go to Brockport University up in Brockport by Canada. It's close to Canada.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
So shifting on to, since you haven't had a pro playing experience, what are your expectations when you come to camp?
So, you know, I'm expecting to be around a bunch of ballers and dogs, y'all. From the start, I know. I'm expecting to win the chip also, you know, bring the chip back to San Antonio. But I'm really expecting, you know, just to be around a bunch of ballers, man, and learning from them. And, you know, just bringing it back to the city, man.
So how are you preparing for camp?
Yeah, so every day I get up around 4:30, 5 o'clock, get to the gym. Right after, I just get on the field, probably like 2-3 days a week. It's tough getting on the field out here because it's kind of cold in New York. You know, we just had a snowstorm the other day. Then now I want to rain, and then now I want to go up to 40 degrees, man. You know, it's tough out here, but I'm still getting it in.
Good, good. Yeah, there's the clock's ticking.
Yep.
50 days. I'll just tell you this. Have your cardio right. Anyone who's ever played for me, they're going to figure that out after day one. Have your cardio right. So, no, and it's because, again, we've reiterated this a bunch of times. I don't want to spend camp getting in shape. Come to camp in shape so we can just spend that time learning.
Get the ball rolling. Okay? You know, we got to prepare. We got to prepare for this championship season, and that starts today.
Yep. That started September 1st for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're so, right. Yeah. You're right.
100%. Yes, sir. Okay.
So to introduce yourself to the San Antonio audience, and our audience is much bigger than San Antonio, but basically the Gunslinger Nation knows almost no bounds, except where it physically actually is, in which case there is a fence around it. How about you? What about you that that's nobody else knows? Yeah, and it's a big fence. It goes quite a ways. Tell us something about you that no one else knows or not too many people know.
Something about me that nobody knows, I have one arm that's longer than the other.
Wow, he'd be a great pair for the guy with the calf differential.
Vincent Gregory's calf and your arm.
Yes. Yeah.
So how much longer is it? It's not like eight feet longer or anything.
You know, nah.
Okay.
Because we made about a couple inches longer, but
a couple inches longer. Yeah. Is it your right hand or your left hand?
My right hand is longer than my left hand.
Okay.
Look, so everybody laughing at me already, calling me Nemo.
No. Wait a minute. So is your right arm your right hand your dominant hand?
Yeah, it's my dominant hand.
See, that's your. You can post up with that. So that gives you an extra couple inches.
There you
I'm unblockable. I'm unblockable on the right side, coach. Just trying to throw that out there.
He may have just earned himself a player nickname.
Oh my God.
He may have. I'm not saying it's a little early. It's a little early.
Well, I want to know one thing. How come you didn't disclose that when I was signing you? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I wasn't, yo.
No, just kidding.
Physical, just saying. Physical.
Yeah, that's going to be fun when you do your team physical. Hey, Doc, look at this. No, okay. No, that's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, so you want to say hi to any family, friends, loved ones before we let you go?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, shout out to you, coach, and shout out to the coaching staff. And, you know, thank you for giving me this opportunity once again, man, to be a part of something great, be a part of this great organization that y'all got. And, you know, shout out to my mom, shout out to my pops, you know, my oldest sister, my brothers, you know, shout out to my friends and family back home and Gunslinger Nation. Shout out to y'all from New York.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. We'll see you in 50 days.
All right, coach. Yep, see you soon. You
all right, buddy. Take care.
Guns up. This has been Nicholas Smith joining us.
Huh?
Yeah. High energy. And, boy, he's about to get the experience.
I can't wait to see his phone blow up. Hey, long arm, what's going on?
Well, they were calling him Nemo. that I think might be the nickname.
That could be it.
That could very well be it. It's friendly. It's funny. It's not. It's not over the top.
No, I like it.
And speaking of over the top, we can get over the time and into halftime. When we come back, We have new people on the chat wanting to learn about the sport. We'd come back with our rules segment.
Oh, Lord.
Next up.
Okay.
On Branded. Anything else to close us out before we go away?
No.
You're watching Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. We'll be back in just a bit.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matenga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matenga's near you.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72, plus get no interest and no payments for 12 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
At home.
Welcome back to Branded. Fernando Avila is the winner of a 2023 San Antonio Gunslingers football. He holds it up there and
wearing
makes a break.
Wearing his Castronova jersey.
Wearing the Sam Castronova fan jersey, the barbed wire series, first shirt in the barbed wire series.
And yes, DJ's is coming out very shortly.
Yeah, because we know we're going to get a comment on that.
And
yeah,
the Branded fan jersey is coming out very shortly. Jeff, that's kind of exciting.
Jeff Ejekum saying, hey, I am looking forward to trying the pizza. Oh, I bet you are. When you get here, it is going to be good. And I'm waiting for that Branded jersey. That's that's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be nice.
Because anything that Jordan makes is amazing.
Yeah, he's the best.
All right, well, let's start off our rule segment. Now we're finally over to the side of the ball coach has wanted us to be on. And that would be the defense.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic rule here is for the lineman and linebacker, there are three players on the line of scrimmage. They are called the defensive line, and they have to be in a 3 or 4 point stance.
So to expand on that a little bit, once they're in a 3 point stance and the ball's snapped, everything's legal. As long as they're properly shading, if you're a defensive end, and alignment for the nose guard and linebacker again. But once the 3 point stance, if in fact they pick up their hand, they don't necessarily have to move forward prior to the ball being snapped. That's a penalty. So the hand, what I'm saying is, it has to be simultaneous. So if they pick up their hand a half a second early and the ball gets snapped while their hand is up, it's a penalty. If they pick up their hand, reset their hand, the ball still isn't snapped, it's not a penalty. So just kind of want to make that clear. When people watch and they go, well, he wasn't offsides. Well, his hand was up at the time of the snap or prior to the snap. Sorry.
The other person that has to be stationary is the linebacker at the back of the box has to be stationary at the snap. So let's show everyone what that actually looks like. So you have your X's for the defense and the linebacker at the back of the box.
The back
there.
Of the box being here. Well, it's actually here, right? So in the box. Well, you call it whatever you want to call it. I consider the box going all the way back. So it's in this area here, the general area. What do you call this?
The line definitely outside the tackle is called the alley, straight.
The alleys,
and that goes straight
right.
back.
Right.
And there is a 5-yard limitation for who can be inside the offense.
Correct.
But we talked about the offense.
Yeah, we did.
Let's get to the defense.
So also when you're here, when the MAC is here, let's say, right, typically the ref will be standing, let's say, here. And he kind of helps him with
He'll
making
point.
Sure
yeah.
he's at the proper distance and whatever. He cannot move at all until the snap of the ball.
Right.
Okay. So just kind of clarify that. Pretty simple stuff.
And when he does move, he can only blitz through.
Right. The A-gaps. And that's it.
So this is the box-defined defensive right. end, defensive end, back 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
Let's go and take a look at this in action. And we'll go
so
ahead and pull.
Right away, but while we're still here. Well, okay. So you can see that the MAC linebacker or the rushing linebacker, it could be the MAC or the Jack, it's whoever identifies.
Right.
The referee is identifying that this is the blitzing linebacker. Okay, so you can see his hand showing and the hand of the player as well is up. Okay.
So as the play advances, you see the two stationary linebackers, as Coach said, and the declared linebacker is stationary at the snap, and we will watch him blitz coming through, as we're looking at it, the left side A-gap.
He's going to come here. He's going to follow that path, right? So he's taking that general path. The A-gap moved because the line moved. There's zone blocking or reach blocking, and this thing froze. Okay.
Well, that's irritating. We were having difficulty.
That's okay. So the line moved, so the gap moved, and now it is out of
the alley.
The alley. The quarterback fakes the handoff, does a naked roll back here to throw the ball. He's obviously setting the pass. And now at that point, because he was out, these two defensive players are able to come in.
Do we want to show the linebacker? This was the non-declaring linebacker.
Oh yeah, it's the basically the Jack or the you want to call him the strong safety, and they can go and do pretty much whatever they want because he's already been out.
Yeah, once he's left the alley there. Hey, there it cleared.
Oh, cleared. Okay. Huh. All right. So yeah, once he's left, all rules are off when it comes to. Twisting, rushing, attacking the ball.
So we'll see the whole play at half speed here. Mm-hmm. Or actually, we'll slow it way down. The point, the blitz through the A-gap, and then as the ball leaves the alley, quarterback comes back, and now you can see the linebacker coming in through the opposite side, and that, if it hadn't left the alley, would have been an illegal blitz. In fact, it manages to fool the umpire, and you'll see him throw a flag right there.
Yeah. Incorrectamundo. Another bad call.
That'll get us back to our rule section here on the belt. That was about the box. Now we're going to show the belt. As you can see, the belt extends sideline to sideline 5 yards. So it's beyond the box there. The belt is important because no defensive back can be inside the belt as a general rule. And we'll highlight that with the next video.
This is the one you and I looked at earlier?
Right.
Okay.
And there's two things to note here off the bat. You have our two backs that are at the back of, so we'll quickly draw the line of scrimmage here at the 12, and you can see from the positioning here that the back of the belt and the back of the box is at the 7. So this is our belt side to side, but what about this guy here?
He can be up there.
Because he is
mirroring.
Mirroring, aligning, you'll hear it described multiple, many, many and sundry ways.
Well, and you can, at this point, he's going in motion. This receiver right here is going in motion. At the point where the play starts, he is actually mirroring him as well, okay? So once he goes in motion, and you can roll the tape a little bit.
Okay.
they basically exchange, they swap. Okay, so now he's going to pick up the high motion guy. This gentleman right here is going to pick up the high motion guy. This guy's going to stay on his receiver.
Actually, okay. I want to go back to show that. You'll see the lower back shifts over here.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Okay, that's that little line right there. Okay, this one. Remember? I wrote this down before. Yeah, so he goes in motion. He does not follow him. He doesn't trace him. So if he's not going to trace him, then at that point they did in their defensive call, he swapped. He's going to take him. I'm doing it like you guys can see what I'm talking about. He's supposed to take him. He's got him. Obviously, at this point, he's still got support on him, and he becomes essentially the safety who's going to still key these two, right? So he's going to watch that if the back comes out, all right? So when you roll the tape through, okay, ball hits the ground. So as soon as the ball hit the ground, go back, please. He's a little early. He shouldn't be going at this point into the backfield. He reads this guy's going to block him, so he just takes the shot and says, hey, you know what? It's a run. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to go. He comes in. Luckily enough for
him, he guessed right.
High snap, and now the ball's in play. Okay? But in a typical situation, that defensive back cannot go charging into the backfield like that. And so the fact that it was a bad fumble or a high snap did it. But I got to give this guy, this cornerback right here, some credit, because what he does here is just what you want your DBs to do. He reads that he's getting blocked at the line of scrimmage. He reads that. He reads that it's not at that point a route. If you run that through, go ahead, and you see the receiver who's coming in, and he makes every attempt to just settle, and now he's going to block. Oh, wait. He reads that. He goes. It's a gamble, but it's a good gamble. And did they call the flag on this?
No, they did not.
See, he was a genius then.
Wanted to show one other thing. If we can highlight the umpire here.
This guy.
You will see the umpire actually makes a motion. Why does the umpire move in this case, Coach?
So the umpire right now is suspect of this defensive end being in a shade position on this lineman. He thinks he's too wide. So what he's doing is he's sliding over to see if he can see a gap of air in between. Okay? If he does, that's a penalty. Okay? That would be a penalty on the defensive end. I don't believe he throws the flag. So he does see that he is shading a portion of the defensive or the offensive guard.
So tackle. The ends can shade, but only so far. What about the nose?
Nose has to be head up. So the nose has to be head up. He's a helmet to helmet. These guys can go typically from the inside of the opposite shoulder pad in, and they're safe. So it's and defensive ends like to stretch that as far as they can because obviously it's about angles. And
did have a question from the fan, Sergeant Fives, asking, so does this make it harder for the defense to hide a blitz? I'm not even sure you can hide a blitz.
No, I mean, the idea is, I think originally when this whole thing started back in indoor football, back in the old AFL days when I was coaching, you had these linebackers running into these running backs at full speed and just tearing each other up, and you had concussions every other week, and it was nuts how hard they hit each other. It's like two Rams, you know, just bashing each other. And I think what this does is it eliminates some of that, but it also gives the offense, because let's not kid each other, people come to see 70 to 55, 80 to 60 scores. They don't want to come and see 3-0, you know. And it affords the offense a better opportunity to score touchdowns. So gives them more time.
And that has been our rule segment for the week. If you have any questions or suggestions for rules, throw them into the comment. We will continue with our tour of the defense. But this was a hard hill to climb, actually, because We're talking about something, the belt, that is rather abstract. But I hopefully we made the game a little more accessible, Coach.
Yeah, and I'm still learning every day the difference between arena style and indoor style football, indoor football rules. And I'll continue to get it hammered out just as well as our fans. But, you know, that's the thing, is there's these little nuances to the game that make the IFL unique and kind of fall in love with it. So it's a good thing.
Okay, so we're ready to wrap up this quarter for the win. Come back with the fourth quarter and our finale. You are watching Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. We'll be back in just a moment, folks. Stick around.
I love that.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72, plus get no interest and no payments for 12 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter of Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria. And we had a question from Philip Higginbotham for Coach. How much are you watching that what San Diego is doing roster-wise so we can get off to a 1-0 start? That leads us into about the first two games, what our thoughts are so far.
Well, let me address the San Diego roster. I get a transaction report from the league right now. I think until about another month or so, it comes in twice a week. I follow it while I'm watching film. I see who they re-signed from last year's team, who their best players were. Did they re-sign them? Didn't they re-sign them? I watch that kind of stuff. I watch who they put on waivers or release. I look at their coaching staff, who's with them. I pull up some of their old history. I got to tell you, man, I over-scout sometimes because I really want to make sure that I know our opponents well when we get there with no surprises. But that all being said, none of it matters until final cuts, and then you know who you're facing. But it's good to do some homework now. They're, I think, at like 38 or 39 players, 39, I think, today. If that's the case, they only got room to sign one more. And I was looking at their receivers, and especially today and their quarterback. They re-signed their quarterback from last year. But a couple of their really good receivers I didn't see on their roster. So, you know, and that happens. Guys move on, we'll see. You know, I follow it every day. I follow all the teams in the league every day, all the teams on their schedule every day. So I keep abreast of that.
Yeah, Jeff and Jeckham can appreciate this. We call that in the Army military preparation and intelligence preparation of the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Coach does a ton of that. Sergeant Fives with a follow-up question. Are there no nets in the IFL versus NNL? No, we play without a net.
Right, we play without a net, but we still have the deuce. So you can still kick a deuce. You know, and I've been watching so much film, and very few kickers go for a deuce because the ball comes out on a 25, right?
So, well, the 20 on the first, 25 on the 20, second.
Right.
But eventually it'll get to the 25.
Right. So my thing is, I understand their strategies. It's a ton of squib kicks. It's a ton of this, a ton of that. I know this. Will we do position kicking at times? Absolutely. But I also brought in T.C. Stevens, who's a machine. So will there be times we go for the deuce? I would say probably more often than not, we'll go for the deuce.
Iman Caldwell checking in saying T.C. the GOAT. Yeah, he certainly made an impression on us in San Antonio in their last appearance here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was five in that game or four. But
and let me tell you something about T.C. too. You know, the other day I got an email from T.C. He said, hey, coach, I just wanted to send you this. And he sent me graphs of where he's really comfortable doing place kicks, you know, placement kicks, and what he thought the percentages were and what he thought his percentages on field goals were from this distance, that distance, whatever. You're talking about a consummate pro. So, yeah, it's great to have a kicker like that. As a matter of fact, I'll announce it now on the show. I've named Coach Jeremy Richardson our special teams coordinator as well, in addition to doing defensive line and linebackers. So Coach Rich will be heading up our special teams, but every coach will contribute to special teams, myself included. Big part of the game.
Huge for scoring.
You know what's crazy? I was looking at some stats of a San Diego game, and they scored like 55 points in 33 plays, right? And that was their total offensive plays. It was like 33. And they beat Vegas. And I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, wow, you know. And their kicker, Gosling, who they did not re-sign as of right now, was perfect. You know, he was like, you know, perfect on all point after attempts and everything else. So special teams have a big place in that. I told TC when I talked to him, I said, you know, with our offense, I'm expecting, you know, anywhere between 12 and 14, 15 points out of you a game. And when you can count on a kicker like that, that's huge. So.
Yeah, he's definitely been amazing. Well, before we get too far into the fourth quarter, and you know, you always say the plus one, Iman Caldwell checking in saying, I place hold as well. Always want to know about what else you can do.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That sounds good.
And he's promising that there's film on it.
I'm watching enough film, man. I don't need to watch you place hold.
XFL yeah. Mike asking how many coaches we have on our staff. I thought we covered that.
Okay, real
names.
Quick. Yep. So myself, head coach and defense coordinator, and then we have Coach Fuller, who is the assistant head coach and offense coordinator. We have Lee Johnson, who is the offensive line coach. We have Jeremy Richardson, who is the defensive line coach and Matt coach, along with special teams coordinator. And then we have Coach McKinney, who is a co-defense coordinator and defensive back coach. And we have Phil Manas, my son, who is our scout.
That's six names.
Coaches and
yep.
a scout.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there we go, answering that question. Now it's time for you to answer our question. Coach's trivia question of the night.
Oh, I got a good one.
Yeah, we got a good one, and I'm trying to get the attention of the merchandise guy to saying, what does our trivia question winner tonight? We coordinated none of this. This is all live, folks. You're watching the sausage as it's getting made. What's the prize tonight? He's looking around. We're going to have one. So.
No. Here's the deal. Because we mail it, right? So how about we do a this may take a week or two, but it'll be worth it, a branded shirt.
When the branded shirt comes out,
okay. You'll be one of the first to have a branded shirt. Okay, when was the last year that the Detroit Lions won a football championship? And it's two parts. You have to give the score. of the game.
Ready? So there it is. Last year, and what was the score? Sergeant Fives asking, and this is a question related to the field.
Okay.
Will the end zone wall be enclosed at the Freeman, or is it still going to be open
It's going to be open like a corral letting the cattle out.
There it is. The open corral will continue. Philip Higginbotham in with the first guess. That is incorrect, sir.
What is incorrect?
Oh, he said 1961.
Oh.
No.
I thought he said something I said was incorrect with the open end zone.
No, no, not the end. I wouldn't correct you, Coach, especially not on the air.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We'll have a new producer and director next week.
No,
so while we're waiting for the answer, it's time for the weekly burr underneath the saddle. What is the coach's burr under the saddle this week?
All right. Buffalo Bills kicker in almost a karma-like fashion from the previous years. Missed a field goal right to send the game into OT, correct? Was it OT? It wasn't to win, was it? Anyway, he missed the field goal. The kid had to take down all his social media today because of death threats.
What?
Yeah. So he had to take down all his. So the burn to my saddle is this. You whiny assholes that feel the need to criticize a professional athlete for trying his best and not being successful, please pick another sport, because I'll tell you what. Was Josh Allen perfect during the game? No. Did we miss tackles during the game? Yep. Was there some bad coaching decisions during the game? Probably. My point is, there's a multitude of reasons why you lose a football game. If it comes down to a guy kicking a ball in 45-plus yards, 40-some-odd yards, in a heavy wind to the right, shame on you. It's part of the deal. Eddie Murray missed the kick for us that would have got me paid, you know, back in the day. It happens because, what do we say all the time? Football's a game of inches, right? It's not just the inches he missed. It's the inches that you gave up or you didn't get during the other portion of the game. So that's all true. It bugs me when people want to make it personal about a player or to threaten a player's life or his family or his, you know, manhood or whatever else is the case. What's the kid's name? Bass, right? I mean, to me, I am far from perfect. I say this all the time as a Christian, sinner, trying every day. If I got judged like we're judging this kid, I'd be way more in trouble than this kid for missing a field goal. The people criticizing him are way less human than they should be. Because there's no football game, there's no anything that's worth it. You want to hear something really funny? I don't follow this, but it struck a chord with me. You know who Blake Shelton is?
The country star.
Right. So, Justin Aldean is the guy who wrote that song, Not in Our Town, Not in My Town, or whatever.
Try that in a small town.
Okay, right, there you go. Blake Shelton just told CMT to eat it, a $50 million deal, because he's supporting his buddy having the right to put his own song out and not get caught up in this woke BS, right? There's still guys like that, is my point. I guarantee in that locker room, more guys went up to Bass and hugged him than didn't after the game. And whether he plays again for Buffalo or doesn't play again for Buffalo or plays football for that matter, we've got to be more human, man. We just so you want to burn under my saddle, pull a Blake Shelton and do the right thing just because it's the right thing. And don't worry about the money and don't worry about how it affects people. And trust me, I've said more crap in defense of people that have cost me jobs, career, money, everything else. And you know what? I'm okay with it. And I hope the people start just doing it and just saying no more. And if any of you football fans are listening, go online, Say a prayer for Bass. No human should go through that over a football game. It's just ridiculous.
So. Steffi Lou Eldridge finishes this off with an amen, Coach.
Well, I'm sorry.
Absolutely an amen.
I'm always preaching.
Well, Coach, I also look at it this way. Have you seen all the fans through all the years, especially in indoor football, they invite people to come onto the field and attempt to kick a field goal. More often than not, the ball doesn't even get off the ground, let alone in the general direction of the uprights. You have no idea how hard that actually is and how much it has to be done. And to come on and get on this guy's back over this, yeah. And then to threaten him? Are you kidding me?
Okay, so can you imagine if – okay, Michael Jordan, you know, unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Wants to be a baseball player. Always a dream of his. He is horrible as a baseball player. Horrible. Because what, to me, the hardest thing in sport, football, basketball, soccer, tennis, I don't care what it is, the hardest thing in sport to do is to hit a fastball. It's the shortest distance, and the ball's coming at you at 100 miles an hour, and I think it's like 0.004 seconds you have to make a decision on where the ball's going to go. I think it's the hardest thing in the world. And now take that and say, excuse me, 20 million people watching, wind's blowing, everything's riding on you. You were 1-3 last week in your kicks, so you got a little bit of the yips anyway. Every teammate is counting on you for their next, because they get these huge checks as they
right,
advance.
For wins
right.
In the playoffs.
Right, and your coaches, your owners, your town, your community, everything. And I put you in that position and say, okay, kick a 40-yarder, which he probably kicks 20 out of 20 every day of practice at 40 yards, right? It happens, man. That's like a ridiculous ask, don't you think? I mean, to me, it's – I don't know. I just – I love players, man, and I just hate when people blame one for a loss. You know, Josh wasn't perfect, you know. And I was on the phone with Sam at the time.
Yeah, because
yeah, and
Sam's a big Bills fan.
Yeah, and all I said to Sam was, can you believe the irony of it, the karma of it, based on when Marv Levy was coaching and how it was wide right, no Super Bowl. Wide right, no Super Bowl. I mean, and then this kid, wide right, no Super Bowl. It's almost, I mean, unthinkable. Unthinkable. Anyway.
On a more positive note, we do have a winner for our trivia question.
Ah, who do we got?
Well, Joe Ochoa made it in second, but ironically, the winner of the trivia tonight is the guy with his own show, and it's kind of funny that he's going to get his own branded T-shirt before the Smoking Guns T-shirt. Philip Higginbotham was the first to shine in with 1957, 59-14, and for bonus points and style over the Browns.
There you go.
So, Philip Higginbotham, kind of eat your heart out.
Hey, Phil, we had a question for you.
Yeah?
Phil, answer this if you can. In 1957, right? That's when we were talking about, I think, in my notes, 1957?
Yep.
Yeah. Were they the Cleveland Browns? Were they the Browns? I think they were. I think they're the oldest, second oldest. Them and Chicago Bears are the two oldest teams in the NFL. But were they the Cleveland Browns at that time? I'm just curious.
Philip checking in very, very quickly saying, short answer, yes.
Okay, good. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. I was just curious. It drove me nuts.
All right, well, let's call this one a win. We'll come back to wrap it up in just a moment. Thank you very much for joining us here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back for the wrap-up when we return. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
Yeah. That's nice.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school.
Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan.
We're talking about fresh dough that we made in store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Welcome back to Branded. As we close this thing out, this is the point where I have to say we are legally obligated, according to the Internet Bible, and it would void our extended warranty if we don't remind you to like, comment, and subscribe across all social media platforms that we're on. That would be X-Twitter, Twitter, YouTube, and on Facebook.
I think also, thank you, fans and watchers, because we broke our all-time record last week or the week before, right? Well, I haven't gotten the analytics from last week.
From last week, but the week before, yes.
We almost doubled our viewership of the show, and we are well into the five figures of viewership on the show. It's still being syndicated by James, right?
So the Inside the Walls
Inside
Network.
The Walls Network is also doing it. I think it's their number one show. If I'm not mistaken, James can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's all because of you people. You know, it's all because of you guys doing what you do. Thank you. And hey, listen, this is the dog days, okay? You got 50 days till we go to camp, and then once we go to camp, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun on the show because you're going to have players in town. You won't just have to listen to me and Knucklehead here. I love them, by the way. The two of us, you're going to get to see practice film. You're going to get to see scouting reports. You're going to get to see, obviously, once the season starts, you're going to see game highlights. And we'll probably do a couple blooper reels. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So
it's all live. It's all one big blooper reel, Coach.
Oh, God, don't
it's
I know.
It's all one
I can't wait to do a show where we start off without a mistake.
Yeah. Working on it. Yeah. Working
I'm
on it.
I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm just going to say I'm not going to get my hopes up because when it happens, I'm just going to go face down.
See, if we maintain low expectations, we'll always meet them. Our next show, speaking of low expectations, will be next week. You can set your expectations to January 31st. Will be our next episode of Branded.
Oh, let's do a survey that they can respond on this to even after the show. You and I had a discussion about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I love you, Ralph, but I'm not sure about the 14th if we should do a show.
Yeah, should we, okay. Folks, should we do a show on Valentine's Day? Should we do a show on Valentine's Day?
Say no. Oh, God.
I've got, the audience is split about 50-50 here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I got it either going to be filled with a bunch of single guys and or some woke people that maybe wear other people's clothes. So I don't know is what I'm saying. I just don't get it. Like, I don't know, because I know if I was home and I said, hey, honey, I'm doing a show in the preseason on Valentine's Day, you know, that would be the end of that.
Oh, we're getting some responses here.
But yes. You know what we could do? We could do a special couples show on Valentine's Day, and the prizes could be stuff like roses and boxes of candy and jerseys and Now, I don't want to be with Ralph on Valentine's Day. I'm sorry.
Steffi LaRue says, spend time with your wife. Yeah, she was a clear no earlier. And Mike Knowles, our friend from Carolina, the guy that gave you the gloves.
Yeah, thanks,
says Mike. He doesn't want to have to choose between his wife and us.
Really, Mike?
Yeah.
We're like that now?
Yeah, I don't see that.
I think your wife would be thrilled if you spent time with us. Okay, no, we're totally good. So here, let's make an executive decision.
Okay.
On the air live. Okay.
With our sponsors,
we'll make it up, I promise.
To Matanga's Pizzeria, our big sponsor. Let's hear it for Matt and Inga. They're over there at the bar to the right.
Okay,
as we announce that
executive decision, no show on Valentine's Day.
So what do you think? No show on Valentine's Day?
I'm not asking him. I'm not going to be here.
We're telling
unless you want to come and watch Ralph.
We're telling Yeah, I'm not going
to
be.
You don't want to watch Ralph.
No, you can watch the replay. There are plenty of replays to go around.
No, you know what we'll do? Maybe we'll put up a game on Facebook that day.
Okay.
Or something. We'll do something cool.
Okay. We've got
for all you lonely men out there. Yeah, no, we'll do something good.
And but Mark Yamaguchi saying, don't forget about your significant other fan.
Who's that?
Well, that would be Miss Susan.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of Miss Susan, it's time for...
I'm hoping she comes in town.
For Valentine's Day?
And then
Day?
We're definitely not having a show.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, if that is in fact the case.
Right.
So this is our moment, our special moment of the show. Take it away, Coach.
Okay. Miss Susan, love you and I miss you. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. Good night, everybody.
This has been Branded for January 24th, recorded live from Matanga's Pizzeria. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.